Namo myoho renge kyo. Hi friends, thank you for being here. Thank you for your practice. Namo myoho renge kyo. So incredible. I'm going to approach a term, a saying, a concept of our Buddhist practice, Lotus Sutra Buddhism. It's been called different things, but you'll know it as the ceremony in the sky or the ceremony in the air or the, anyway. If you'll watch the video on this channel, Presence at the Butsudan, I reference it quite a lot. It's my contention that as we sit in front of our Butsudan, our altar, and we focus on Myoho, on our scroll, we are entering, and we should have the attitude that we're entering, participating in that ceremony in the sky. Right, and I can tell you, if you chant sincerely for any amount of time, or doing gangyo, you will come to a point where you sense your body will vibrate head to toe, and you'll sense a lightness. And be conscious of that. No, I'm not saying you're going to float in the air. But the sensation, the experience, nonetheless, yes? So here we go. Here's my entry in the new Volume 2 of Buddhism Reference. Ceremony in the Sky, the second of the three assemblies described in the Lotus Sutra, in which the entire gathering, or assembly, is suspended in space above the ground. Right? We read about that in the Lotus Sutra, and it's very vivid when the treasure tower appears, right? Well, what have I said the treasure tower is? It's represented by Nichiren as this mandala, right? And what does all this represent? Our Gohonzon mind, our potential to open the Buddha eye. All right. Continuing, the two other assemblies take place on Eagle or Vulture Peak. It's called Vulture Mountain because it looks like a vulture with its wings folded. It's an actual place in northeast India. Yeah, but I think as it translates, again, cultural biases and translations to a Western audience, especially an American Western audience, the eagle is a much more romantic figure than a vulture. But a vulture is a big, regal bird. I mean, you may say its face is ugly, but still quite a formidable presence, yes? So not every culture has negative connotations with vultures. So the peak is, the mountain is called Vulture Mountain. You can look it up. Whether you call it Eagle Peak or Vulture Peak isn't very important. It's just a location where Shakyamuni held many, many sermons with his circle of attendees and bodhisattvas and so forth. The ceremony in the sky is depicted from the latter half of the treasure tower, 11th chapter, through the entrustment, the 22nd chapter of the sutra. In the treasure tower chapter, the treasure tower of the Buddha, many treasures, Tahoe, emerges from beneath the earth and is suspended in midair. Shakyamuni, after summoning the Buddhas who are his emanations from the 10 directions, stations himself in midair, opens the treasure tower, and enters it, taking a seat beside Buddha many treasures. Right? Then, using his transcendental powers, he lifts the entire assembly into space so that they are at the same level as the treasure tower. Do you see this illustration? Can you imagine it as what we perform when we sit in front of our Butsudan? Open it. We sit down, attentive. And he enters it, taking a seat beside many treasures. Then, using his transcendental powers, he lifts the entire assembly and begins the ceremony in the sky. Ceremony it's a ceremony in that, you know, words again, in that we're deeply invested and there's a two-way exchange of experience here, right? The Treasure Tower chapter ends with Shakyamuni urging the audience to propagate the sutra in the defiled age after his death. Fear of losing the teachings is a constant theme in Buddhism, yeah? In the encouraging devotions, the 13th chapter, the innumerable bodhisattvas attending vow to fulfill the Buddha's will, even if they must endure persecution by the so-called three powerful enemies. In the emerging from the earth, 15th chapter, the bodhisattvas of the other worlds make the same vow, but the Buddha refuses to entrust the mission to them. At that moment, the bodhisattvas of the earth make their appearance. This marks the beginning of the essential teaching of the Lotus Sutra. In the lifespan chapter, the 16th chapter, Shakyamuni reveals his original enlightenment, the enlightenment that he attained numberless major world system dust particle kalpas in the past. Not that he was in the past, Shakyamuni, but that the Buddha he attained was there all along. The key point here is that the enlightenment is a timeless state that is inherent in the engine of life, innate in the energies of karma and the cosmos. This is in stark contrast to the common assumption that he, Shakyamuni, is the one and only Buddha. Rather, it is a timeless state of enlightenment that he, Siddhartha Gautama, came to realize and is now sharing and teaching for others to emulate. This is a very important chapter in the Lotus Sutra. And Nichiren constantly comes back to it. In the Supernatural Powers, the 21st chapter, Shakyamuni transfers the essence of the sutra specifically to the bodhisattvas of the earth, led by bodhisattva superior practices, entrusting them with its propagation in the latter day of the law. Now, as we know, Nichiren, in his efforts to clearly teach Shakyamuni's Lotus Sutra, considered his own mission in life to be an emulation of this very bodhisattva, not an incarnation, but a personification. His life, he saw himself doing things for the sake of Myoho Rengekyo, for the sake of the enlightenment of sentient beings, which was Shakyamuni's declared mission before he became enlightened. And reading the Lotus Sutra, Nichiren goes, this is the guy I'm emulating. I'm in this latter age, and everything I'm doing is as Shakyamuni instructed and foretold. I mean, he doesn't think he's bodhisattva superior practices, but he's certainly emulating that responsibility. He asks, like, could that be? He's always humble about this, but he also knows the nature of his commitment, and that's important. In the entrustment chapter, he transfers the sutra to all the bodhisattvas present. Then Shakyamuni's emanations return to their lions, spread the message, right? The treasure tower reverts to its former position, and the ceremony in the sky comes to an end. The heart of this ceremony consists of the revelation of Shakyamuni Buddha's original enlightenment and the transfer of the essence of the sutra to the bodhisattvas of the earth, you and I. Transfer the whole sutra to us. Nichiren states that the objective of our determined and confident practice is revealed as the Gohonzon mind opens our Buddha eye to reveal the perfect embodiment of the law, which is the essence of the Lotus Sutra, Myoho Rengekyo, just as Shakyamuni described in the lifespan of the Tathagata. Not the lifespan of Shakyamuni, the lifespan of the experience of Buddha-ness. And that's our objective in practice, isn't it? And that it is also a representation of the ceremony in the sky, that transcendent or transmigration of the mind from samsara to Buddha. The real aspect of the Gohonzon reads, remember that's the title of a Gosho, I probably should have put that in here, quote, this Gohonzon was revealed in 8 chapters of the Lotus Sutra from the emerging from the earth chapter through the entrustment chapter. It also reads, without exception, all these Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, great sages attending the ceremony in the sky, implying you and I, dwell in this Gohonzon, this constantly abiding Buddha, inherent state of experience. The fact that the ceremony takes place in the air signifies that it transcends the framework of time and space. Right? We talk about this all the time. All right, so that's my entry for Ceremony in the Sky. I hope that's a good visualization, a tool to assist you in your engagement with your Buddha nature, in your engagement with your Daimoku, in your engagement with the mandala, for that Gohonzon mind to blink open, yeah? In the meantime, I deeply appreciate your support, your study, your practice, right? You know what to do. Like and subscribe. Links in the description. Any way you can support is Bodhisattva Act to keep the resource, not just the videos, but the free podcast, the website, all of it. So thank you. Thank you so much. And I will see you in the next one, yeah? Better be here. Okay. Bye for now.